Lecture 32. So we need to always keep trying to emphasise that these are not simply reactions that chemists do for the hell of it. Okay, so here's a bit of an example of a biological example. We're looking at a large leaving group that biology uses, which is called SAM. So SAM's calling for the S version of adenosylmethionine. And as we can see, there's a sulfur then, with a very large group down here containing a heterocyclic aromatic amine. And up here, there's another large group with a carboxyl and amine. And up here, we end up with a methionine group. Now this, then, is attached to the carbon which is being attacked. And this is a particularly good leaving group. So biology then spends a lot of effort in turning fabricating this whole great big leaving group here so that the reaction proceeds very effectively. So the reaction itself is taking this amine, which is the incoming nucleophile, attacking this delta plus carbon. We find the leaving group falls off, and we end up with the methyl group, which was the object of this thing, being attached to the amine. So SAM then is an example of a very powerful methylating agent, because this is such a good leaving group which is attached to the methyl group. That's the function of it. In this case, the molecules coming in then were noradrenaline, which is turned into adrenaline. So every time you get a big rush of adrenaline, what's actually happening is this molecule then is being methylated by SAM and turned into adrenaline and the adrenal gland. And then the adrenaline, as a hormone, goes off and does its appropriate little tasks in the tissues of interest.